John chapter 3, verse 16. We have, for two Sundays before, we have been talking about this verse of Scripture that everybody can quote, this short little verse, "For God so loved." Aren't you glad for the love of God? Amen. "For God so loved the world that He gave." That was last week. We talk about the nature of God is to give. He gives and He gives and He gives. And how blessed that we are, because if you're a Christian here this morning, you have received of that wonderful blessing and that wonderful gift of salvation. Praise the Lord. And just for a few minutes before we leave this service this morning, I know there's a lot that's been going on. We want to talk about one more word that's in this verse of Scripture, and it's the word "whosoever." "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever." What a wonderful word that is. Amen. And many of us, because we live in the Bible Belt and you've heard the gospel message so many times, you really don't have a sense of appreciation for it. I was raised up in a home where, from the time I was a little bitty boy, I heard the Bible taught. I've been in Sunday school. I've had privilege through the years to sit under wonderful pastors and just learn and hear about the gospel. But those of us here this morning, many all over this world, they don't have at all the privilege that we have. Some of them don't know the Lord. I was just reading early this morning that there are still 1,600 languages that do not have the Word of God translated where they can read the Bible. And so as a result, many of those people don't have the great blessing and the freedom that we have in Jesus Christ because they don't know. But the gospel is for whosoever. Amen. "Whosoever will believe upon the Lord." And that just means all. It means everyone. It means as many as will respond to the gospel. It means the whole of all the population, the peoples of the world, and everywhere, all over the world. Right now, there are between 6 and 7 billion people that live on this planet, and it's a mind-boggling population, with the countries of India with over 1 billion people, and China over 1 billion people. Those two nations have individually have 3 times the population that we do here in the United States of America. But the larger percentage of those two nations do not know Jesus Christ. Many of them have not heard the message of the gospel. And we hear the wonderful reports of revival taking place in those nations. And millions of people have come to the Lord. But we're talking about 1 billion people in each one of those nations. The peoples of the earth that have not heard the gospel. But did you know that the "whosoever" was for every one of those billions of people all over the world? Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 2. "The people that walked in darkness." That's not only the Jewish nation, but that's every person in the darkness of their sin. "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light." That great light was the coming of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. "They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined." Glory to God. Thank God that we have received of the gospel, and we have such a great responsibility to carry the gospel all over the world to the millions and the billions of people that need to hear. And so the "whosoever" means the people of the world. It's the populace of the world. This 6 to 7 billion people, all of them have and they deserve the privilege of hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. How can it be right and fair that we would hear the gospel week after week after week, and we have access to it through the media and all different types of sources, that you can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, but in many places around the world, the people of the world haven't heard. But Jesus came. The "whosoever" was not just for this country. The "whosoever" was for the peoples of the world. And that's why we pray for missionaries and we support missionaries and we encourage them to go forth and respond to the call of God to the people everywhere. Jesus came into this world as the little baby in the manger, but not to be in this quiet, humble, obscure place. But He was born into that place for a purpose, and that was that the world could know who Jesus is. Haggai chapter 2 and verse number 7. These are prophetic words concerning the Messiah. "And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come." And we know that Jesus Christ is the desire of all nations. He's the one that they're longing for, even when they don't even realize that they want, that they need help, and that Jesus could be the, be possibly be the answer for them. But He is the desire of all nations. "And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts." All the billions of people that have lived and are living and will live, all of those people groups make up the whosoever. Amen. The all, everyone who has a right to hear the gospel and a privilege. And that was the message of John 3:16. God so loved that He gave His Son, that whosoever, I do not believe in predestination or election in the strictest sense. Some actually believe that there are just some people that they were born to not be saved. And I can't imagine a gospel like that. Thank God for a gospel that's inclusive. Whosoever will believe upon Him can be saved. They can be born again. And you can be saved this morning. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be set free. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And we were talking this morning in the Sunday school class about all these wonderful prophecies. Over 100 Bible prophecies that related to Jesus the Messiah coming. And it's such an amazing thing. If you were not a believer in God or a believer in the Bible, if you would just study the prophecies of the Bible concerning Jesus Christ and how closely and accurately that Jesus' coming fulfilled those prophecies, you could be nothing but a believer. Those that are atheists and those that ignore the Word of God are a people that are blinded and refuse to look at what the Bible says, with over 100 prophecies that point out the fact that Jesus Christ is the Messiah to all of the world. Amen. Someone said that all of these prophecies of the Messiah, they're so powerful that the statistical odds that one man and one message could fulfill every one of them, it's an absolute statistical impossibility. It could never just be a coincidence or just happen, but Jesus Christ is the fulfillment. It was prophesied that He would be the one that would come to all mankind, and that He would be the fulfillment, amen, of all of these prophecies. This is what sets the Bible apart. Many other religions, they have their holy writings and there are various scriptures that they follow. The thing that sets the Bible apart is the fact that the Bible is true, and it's being fulfilled even now, right before our eyes, in what is happening in our world today. Not only the prophecies concerning Jesus, but the prophecies concerning these last days that you and I are living in. What a wonderful, wonderful thing that we have the Word of God. And it's a living book, a living message to a world that needs Jesus Christ. This prophetic word is to whosoever. Whosoever. There are some people, I remember talking with people who would say, "I can't go to church. I've been too wicked and bad. I've done too many bad things." You know, the enemy convinces people that they should stay away from God and stay away from the house of God, that they have no place among the people of God. You know who is speaking those words? It's nothing but the devil himself, who's lying to you, trying to convince you that there's no place for you. There is a place for you at the cross. There is a place for you at Jesus Christ if you'll just open your heart to the Lord. And all of these wonderful prophecies, of all of them, my favorite is Isaiah 61. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek." What a wonderful prophecy of Jesus' coming. "He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified. He has come into this world, the Son of the living God, and He has come for you, the brokenhearted. He's the only one that can help you in your brokenhearted condition. Jesus can do that. That's why He came. He came into this world to heal the brokenhearted. He came into this world to provide liberty and freedom and deliverance. He has provided everything that you're in need of. And our only hope is in Jesus Christ. And it's available to whosoever. No matter what you are or what you've done or what your past is or the baggage that you're carrying around today, if you'll come to Jesus honestly and sincerely and confess of your sins, you can be saved. Amen. Glory to God. Isn't that a wonderful promise? That's a wonderful promise. So not only is it for this message for the peoples of the world, not only was it prophesied, but it is also a promise of God. A promise from the Lord. God keeps His word. Amen. He will keep His word. He will do what He has promised that He will do. It was S.D. Gordon that said, Jesus Christ is God spelling Himself out so that man can understand. Who can comprehend God? Who can understand? But as some were talking about in the Bible class this morning, that something about the Christmas story reminds us of our smallness and our humility and our need and how much that we need the Lord. And Jesus Christ was the embodiment of that. God who condescended in the form of flesh that men can know what it is to be saved. That is the fulfillment of the promise of God. Isaiah 60. And verses 2 and 3, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and His glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Most of the prophecies were not just a word speaking about what was going to happen in the future, but it was also a promise of God, a covenant of God. This is what I will do. This is what I will be the fulfillment of. I will keep my word. If you'll turn to me, anybody can be saved. And I've sent this message to all of you. And what a wonderful message that it is. Glory to God. That He has provided for us salvation. And that's the fourth point. The provision of the Lord for whosoever will. Whosoever will come. Whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord. They shall be saved. It doesn't matter of the circumstance of your life. Listen, God can help you. I remember a man in the church when we were out in Oklahoma pastoring. And we visited this man for years. All the years that we were there, we visited him. He is a vile, wicked man. He could hardly talk to you without cursing. He was so vile that he would chew tobacco and he would literally spit it on the floor, in his living room floor. It was a hard thing to visit this guy. I mean, he was a vile, wicked man. But some years after that I was gone from there and out here, do you know that that man got sick? And even in his sickness, you know, sometimes you can even see the mercy of the Lord in sickness. You can see God. I mean, I'm not glad when people are sick, but sometimes it does give people an opportunity to consider their spiritual condition. And that was the case for this man, that in his sickness, he saw his need. And in the weeks and months before he passed away, he called upon the Lord. And as vile and wicked of a man as he was, and the many, many hundreds of times that he rejected the gospel, yet Jesus Christ came as a provision of salvation for that man. And for every atheist, and every agnostic, and everyone that's bound up in Islam, and all the various religions of the world, it is the gospel that can break through all of that unbelief and all of that darkness, and can provide salvation for whosoever will. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Hallelujah. I'm a part of that great company of the whosoevers. Amen. And if you're born again today, you are as well. Amen. Whosoever. Amen. One day, the Spirit of God dealt with you and you were saved and you were born again and your life has been changed. Let me tell you, Jesus can change your life. And that's why He came into this world, so that you can be saved. Don't ever think that you can't find salvation. You can't know Him in a real and a personal way. You can. And if you're ignoring the message of Christmas, if you ignore this wonderful truth, God so loved that He gave, hallelujah, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes, that's really the only condition. You got to come to Him in faith. You have to come to Him believing Him and believing that He's the answer, and He's the only one that can forgive you of your sins, and He's the only one that can set you free from your sin. Hallelujah. What a wonderful provision we have in Jesus Christ. Whosoever, whosoever. He used to sing a song, "Whosoever surely meaneth me." Anybody heard that song? That must be a Texas song, John, or Oklahoma song. Who else knew it? Somebody else. "Surely meaneth me." Okay, y'all, you may know it, but you're awfully slow to respond. "Whosoever meaneth me." Amen. Let's stand together. Thank the Lord for the message of the gospel. Whosoever believes upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ can be saved. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. If you will, just bow your heads with me for just a moment. If there's anybody in this service this morning and you're lost, you know that you're lost. You know that you need Jesus. Please don't ignore the message of Christmas. Don't lose it in all the other festivities and the lights and the gifts and all the things that are going on. Don't lose this most essential message, that this gospel is for whosoever will believe upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're here in this service this morning, you don't know Jesus. You really don't know the Lord as your Savior. Please don't let this Christmas go by without turning to the Lord. With everyone with your heads bowed for just a moment here, just between you and the Lord, and I'm going to look as well. But if there's anybody else here in this service and you're not a Christian, you know that you're not right with the Lord and you want to be. You recognize that you are a part of this company of the whosoever, and you want to be saved. Whosoever will believe upon the name of the Lord, that's the condition. You're going to have to reach out to Him in faith today. Is there anyone here today? You're not a Christian. You don't know the Lord. Anybody, you just lift up your hand. We'd be glad to pray with you. We won't embarrass you. But we just want to pray with you. Believe God to help you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Well, if everyone in this service is saved, that's a wonderful thing. But I'd just like everybody that is saved to raise your hand up and keep it up in the air. Amen. Because we're going to take a moment to praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, that one day we heard the gospel, Lord, and it touched our hearts and we were changed by that powerful message. Thank you, Lord, for the truth that can set men free. And Lord, it's for everybody all over this world. Thank you for the message of Christmas. Thank you, Lord, that you did come into this world for that very purpose, to provide hope and salvation. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray, Lord, that this week you'll put your hand upon us as we do ministry to people in need, those that are sick and shut in, those that are in trouble in their lives, families that are burdened down with the cares of life. God, I just ask you to move. I ask you to move. Lord, I ask you to anoint us as we go forth this week ministering to the needy of our community. God, do a work in us, we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for it. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.